Blog Talk Radio.
Morning.
Lord, saints. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just feel like shouting. I feel like praising him and lifting him up and giving him. Don't feel like it. I'm going to do it. Amen. I praise you today, God, and I lift you up. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Amen. And thank you for, amen, of what you're doing. Amen. For me and all the saints in the earth realm. Amen. If it wasn't for your mercy, I don't know where I would be. If it wasn't for your grace, I couldn't even speak this morning. I thank you. I feel like shouting. I feel like, amen, praising the Holy Ghost, amen, because in him I live and move and have my being, amen. If it wasn't for God getting me up in the morning, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, starting a new day, a brand new day, a day I have never seen, don't know what I would encounter, but I've always prayed and asked the Lord to order my steps. This is Bible study day, and God is on the throne, amen, and he's orchestrating his will in the earth realm so that he might get the glory. And I praise him for it. I praise him for it. I have a thought, and you know, I always start off with a thought, amen, and it's coming out of the book of Lamentations. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. Lamentations chapter 3. Amen. Starting at verse, amen. Let's start at verse 20. My soul had them still in remembrance and is humble in me. Amen. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I give glory to God today, amen, thank you, Jesus. Because, amen, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Because he, amen, has compassion for us, amen, and his compassion faileth not. He's not like us. We have compassion for a minute, and then after we get tired of somebody, we're gone and just forget about it and take away the compassion and leave them in an uproar. Amen. But I've learned, amen, not to be self-righteous. Amen. That's the thought for today. And, you know, I always start you off with that. Amen. Father, we just thank you right now. I thank you for the joy, amen, that's in my soul today, amen. I thank you for this day, amen, because this is a day all by itself. You have created it for your glory. I'm asking that you would move upon Bible study today, amen, and let your people know that God, amen, you're God not only of the preaching but also of the teaching as well, amen. And I ask you, Lord God, to open up their eyes and their ears that they might be enlightened to the truth, amen, because the truth shall set you free. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit would move and speak through me, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Open up my mouth, amen, and let him go on and take over, amen, in Jesus' name, as I yield to the Holy Spirit. I bind up Lucifer and his works today, because his traps, amen, was annulled, amen, before the morning came. Amen. He tried to make anything happen, amen, but God said, no, ain't nothing going to happen but his will today. And I just praise God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to go into the hospitals, Lord God, those that are sick, those that are in prison, God, those that are having family problems, God, financial problems, all manner of sickness and disease, AIDS, venereal diseases, all kind of sugar, diabetes, cancer, and all kind of sickness that the enemy will try to place on your people, God, I'm asking that you would literally move by your spirit And God, turn around and start blessing in Jesus' name. And Father, for this, amen, God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless them more and more each day in Jesus' name we pray. As we go through this world of unrest, uncertainty in it, God, I ask you to move. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray for America and the nations, that they would come to the knowledge of you, God, and begin to understand that your mercy, amen, is with us, amen, and that's why we not consume. I give you praise, God. I give you all the honor, glory, all the honor and glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, God. I worship you in spirit and truth. Amen. Before we go into, amen, the Lord's Supper, I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. Covered, and the pastor told them that that's okay, let her go on and be baptized, because the Spirit of the Lord had covered my head. When I was born with a veil over my face. Amen. And old folks said back then that was chosen, that was the fact that you were chosen of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people didn't know the essence to it and know the meaning of it, but as far back as I think I'm correct on it, that's what the people believed in that essence. And I had told the Lord throughout my time with him that the curse would end with me. Whatever was on my family, as far as the curse was concerned, because we were all in sin. We had done some of everything that we were big enough to do. Some of us used drugs, alcohol, sex without marriage. Oh, Lord, there were so many blemishes. And we were a cursed family. And one day, after my salvation, God came to me in a dream. And he showed me where a jar had been placed in the ground in my mom's backyard. It appeared to be in the dream. And in that was a picture of my generation, my children, my sister, her generation, her children, my brother and his generation and his children, my mother and my father. And all of us was in there, in that picture, and we had been buried in that ground. Somebody had done witchcraft on us, whatever. And God told me, he said, stick your hand in that ground and get that out of there. And I said, God, I said, if I stick my hand in the ground, I say, those ants that surrounded it was going to bite me. And those ants were demons that had us in prison, in bondage. And I said, Lord, I said, he said, go ahead, they're not going to bite you. When I did pull it up out of the ground, God said, now I'm going to bring salvation to your family because of you. Hallelujah. 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 And the curse was destroyed. Amen. I'm speaking this to somebody today. Amen. If you turn your heart to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you, then and only will you see a change. So many of us are still up under curse because we did not allow Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, and we're still going around doing everything that we're big enough to do. My God kept me. He's keeping my children. And I have still did things. Amen. And God had to literally come in and teach me and show me how to walk in the spiritual realm, because it's different from the natural realm. So I'm not perfect. But at the same time, when I go to God, God makes it right for me. Saints, I'm talking to you today. Allow God to make it right for you. Jesus made himself a curse for us. Now me and my sons are no longer under the curse. Amen. And I stand in proxy for my sister and my brother. Amen. And all that's pertaining to them. And I stand in proxy for the saints to let them know there is a God. It is real. He is real. But there's a devil that says he's a God. And he'll bring you all kind of evil thoughts and deception. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. This is Bible study day, and I'm excited. You know, we're in the book of, in the beginning, Genesis 1, amen. That's the book that I had written, amen. But this is a synopsis of, amen, what is what God literally, amen, allowed to happen, amen, at the beginning of creation, amen. And he's an orderly God. He's divine, and his all of his will was carried out, amen. And then when he had finished, the Bible says he rested. Amen. So it's not that he has to come back and redo anything or complete anything, because at the beginning of creation, we've already completed. And, you know, I've told you about the earth. It's constantly cooking. Amen. I've said that in other segments. Amen. And that in the middle of the earth, amen, there's an iron ball that is in the inner core, the deepest layer inside the earth. This iron ball is about 1,500 miles in diameter and cannot melt. I don't care how much heat, amen, is applied to it. It cannot melt. This is what keeps the earth hot, amen. It keeps the earth at a low temperature of cooking so that it cannot crack, amen. And then, and also, amen, above the inner core is the outer core, a shell of liquid iron. This layer is cooler than the inner core, amen, but still hot because it is heated by the inner core iron ball. God does this process in order to keep the earth cooking but not cracking, amen, and to keep it sealed. The outer core protects the earth from overheating, saith the Lord. Amen. This is what God told me. It, too, is composed of iron, sulfur, and nickel. It is there to create the earth's magnetic field. This magnetic field is what helps keep the earth firm, staying together in one place, amen, and in one piece, amen. This is what the Lord is saying. And also, we need our volcanoes to help us, amen, with the earth when it overheats, amen. The volcanoes will let off that steam, amen, so that the earth will literally stay intact, that it does not disintegrate. And then we need the water. The water helps moisturize the earth, amen, the earth realm, so that, amen, it doesn't disintegrate. Amen. So I've talked to you and I've told you all about these various things and why we need the volcanoes, and then we need the tsunamis. Amen. And they are there to help us. The tsunamis, amen, are there to help us as well. It causes a cracking and a shifting in the earth realm, and it causes various layers to be added, amen, in different areas, and it helps create certain levels like mountains, and it really structures and shapes the earth, amen. So I've told you all about those. I've told you about the animals, the humans, their kingdoms, and various things. And now we are down, we're literally down now to the teaching part, amen, as far as per chapter, amen, and per verse. And I want to go into Genesis chapter 1, starting at the first verse. You need your pens and paper because you're going to really have to take notes. Amen. In the beginning, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And what I'll do with this is I will read the scripture to you, and I give you the literally give you the interpretation of that scripture. Now, what God is saying, the origin of heaven and earth is created by God, or the very existence of heaven and earth was manifested by God. There's no other God. There's, Satan didn't create this heaven and earth, and Satan is not a creator. He's not. He doesn't have the capability to create. He can cause certain witchcraft stuff to come and look like it's a real thing, but it's all in the image, in the focus, in the vision, and that's why he blinds the minds of man so that they can believe the lie rather than the truth. So God, amen, the origin of the heavens and the earth is created by God. Now I'm going to give you some reference verses, amen. These reference verses will allow you to see that what I'm saying, amen, will back, amen, what God, amen, has done on the earth realm to prove that he is God. And the reference verse, amen, comes out of Job 38, 4, and 5. Now, we're looking at what he did in creation. Amen. We're not, some of it, amen, will just literally explain itself, and some of it I'll go in and explain to you. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? God is speaking to Job, and he asked him a simple question. He said, where were you when I laid foundations of the earth? And he said, now declare it. Can you declare it? Amen. Can you speak it? Can you say what I did? If thou hast understanding, amen. A lot of people, scientists, are still baffled about how the heavens and the earth were created. Amen. We have the Big Bang Theory, and I already told you about that. Amen. And all various other writers, amen, and scientists are writing and literally saying various things that are incorrect. God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, wisdom. Wisdom said God had acquired her at the beginning of creation, before everything was settled, amen. God had required her, amen, and allowed her to speak to him and say, well, you know, God, I think this should be placed right here. God, I think this should be placed right there. And then the Holy Ghost moved upon everything and began to shape it and structure it into the way it should be. And I say that in essence to our lives as well. If we allow the Holy Spirit to take control and stop doing our own thing and not giving him the full charge of our lives, amen, then and only then we'll be able to see, amen, progress in our lives. I'm telling you, saints, the Holy Spirit will do things that you wouldn't even understand. He's awesome. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome Spirit of God. And I love him very much. Who had laid measures that we have measuring lines, and I'll go into that, amen, into detail as we go on into, amen, our teaching. I have even went into detail in the introduction part of it, amen, when I began to teach you and tell you about how those measuring lines separate, amen, everything so that things won't collide, they won't come together, amen. And gravity allows that to be in position, amen, in reference to that. If thou knowest, or what had stretched out the lines upon it, amen, we have measuring lines. The water can't go but a certain distance. Amen. The earth can't go but a certain distance. All of us measured out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then another reference verse is coming out of Colossians 1 and 16. For by him were all things created. This is evidence that God, amen, created the heaven and earth and all things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Praise God. All things were created by God, amen, and for him and for his purpose. Beginning means, amen, the key word, the definition, amen, the starting point or origin, and it's the Hebrew word, and I'll spell these words to you, B-E-R-R-S-H-H-I-T-H. Amen. I'll spell them to you. Amen. If I can't pronounce them, I will spell them to you. Amen. Then in the book of Isaiah 40:12, who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and had knitted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance. For God literally did, amen, he measured the water, so much water, he said, will be placed on the earth, amen, and so much, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, will be placed there, and it couldn't go any further. And then the heavens, amen, he meted out the heavens with the span. That means he literally said, well, this is a certain measure, amen, as far as the heavens are going to be placed in, amen, and it's not going to go beyond that. And comprehended the dust. He understood how much, amen, dust, amen, would be applied to the upper level of the earth, amen. The crust, amen, in order, amen, to keep, amen, what was needed, amen, in reference to the facelift of the earth, amen. The earth has a face, amen, and the face is the crust, amen, just like us. We have layers of skin, amen. Well, the last level of our skin, the upper layer, amen, is the one that we identify with, that we can see our composition, amen. and in the measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance. He literally, amen, said this mountain will be so high, so big, and have so many tons of dirt in it, so many elements in it, amen, as well as the hills, amen. He put them in balance, and he said, well, I'm going to set this hill here, and I'm going to set this mountain here, and the Holy Spirit carried out the work, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then 44, Isaiah 44, 24, say, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. And we have talked about that. We know that we were formed from the womb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We know that we come from man, amen, and woman, amen, and we were formed from the womb. And we will go into greater detail about that. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth myself. Amen. God did not call on Satan. He did not call on nobody but the spirits that I have spoken to you in reference. He called on those, amen, major spirits to assist him in the work. And that was the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, wisdom, knowledge, prudence, understanding, amen. God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that what he had said and what they sit at the table, amen, being a master architect, they could sit down and make a reasoning out, amen, to do whatever was needed on the earth, amen, whatever was needed on as far as the hills and the mountains and all of those was concerned. Now, scientists have found out that the only possibly other living planet that might have had some form of life form on it was Mars. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And they believe that it had some kind of life form. Well, I'm going to tell you, when God was creating the other planets, amen, you know how you take and you use them to see what you can benefit to the maximum in order so that it could be functional. Well, each of the other planets he had created, they could not produce what he wanted, amen. So he allowed them to exist, Jupiter and all of those, Pluto and all of those, but they could not produce life forms. So he went, amen, and Earth was the one that he had created that would produce everything that he would need it for life form. For his whole purpose was for life form, to put man, amen, up on a planet, amen, in order to live, to coexist, to cohabit, amen, so that they could be a part of, amen, the will that he had purpose, amen, in having his pleasure. He created us for his pleasure. Not any time was Satan supposed to come in and interfere and interrupt, but he did. Jesus had thought of the idea, and he had given it to the Father, amen, as a gift, amen. And God and the Holy Spirit and wisdom, knowledge, prudence, and understanding, they all worked on it in agreement to bring it to pass. And when he finished it, he was pleased with it. He said everything that he made, it was good. That means if it was good, then something had to make it corrupt and bad, and that was Satan. So we give God the glory today. In Isaiah, thank you, Jesus, 45:7-12, I form the light and created darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all things, all these things. I have made the earth, again, I'm speaking about the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens. Again, I'm speaking about the heavens and everything that is in the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And all their hosts have I commanded. Amen. He commanded all the hosts, amen, to be in their position. Amen. The man kingdom, the animal kingdom, the wild beast kingdom, as far as the animal kingdoms, the domesticated as the wild beast, the plant kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All in the heavens and their kingdom, their rays, amen, and their dominions, amen. All of this, amen, God has placed, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, in his creation. And then Isaiah 48:13 says, my hand also had laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand had spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So it's nothing, amen, that God, amen, is not capable of doing. But Satan want to keep our minds blinded to the fact that there ain't no God to help us in our time of need. And I'm telling you today, saints, if you don't know God as being your Lord and Savior, this is the time to stand up and say, Jesus, I repent for my sins, and I acknowledge you in all my ways and all my doings, and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Be Lord and God over my life, because truly you have proven to me this day that you are the ones that created the heaven and the earth. Now, next week, we'll start back again, amen, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, amen, and we will complete it with the reference verses. You have a great day, and God bless you in Jesus' name.